What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To join us here on the show, 216-474-0092. Next week at this time, we might be talking about the most dominant defense in the National Football League.
I like the way you presented that.
Or we could be talking about, they're not as good as we thought they were. Not as good as we were hoping they were. Not as good as they need to be for the Browns to have a chance to do some things this year. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Baltimore Ravens just put up 432 yards and 40 points against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday night. They didn't have to pass the ball like crazy because they had 238 yards rushing. 238 against Buffalo. And they had 194 yards passing. 432 yards in total offense. 40 points. The Browns in week one, very good against the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Now, the Bengals running game is not like the Ravens game. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Ravens running game. They don't have Derrick Henry. They don't have Justice Hill. Chase Brown is a good back, but they don't have Derrick Henry.
True.
So the fact that the Browns didn't allow a ton of rushing yards, okay. But Joe Burrow is a great passer. Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, terrific wide receivers. And the Browns really held them down. Second fewest yards allowed in week one in the NFL to the Cincinnati Bengals. Second fewest passing yards allowed in week one in the NFL. And tied for the fewest rushing yards allowed in the NFL in week one. Andy, that's big against a good offense.
I agree.
That was a great way to come out of the chute and make a statement in week one. And if they can make it again in week two, this team might have an opportunity to win a lot of games that we
didn't think
they could win.
The offense still needs to get to 20, 21, but you're 100% right. I think this week, though, is going to be a
major challenge.
Especially against the running game. More so against the running game. Although the Bengals' first drive, I thought, looked really good. On the run, but that was it. That was their offense, you know? And so you want to talk about a week where Carson Schwechinger and Mason Graham are going to find out that they're in the NFL. This will be the week, don't you think? Going to go and say, Henry is good. And well, I think we all know it.
We remember Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was injured.
Yeah.
You know, trying to take down Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Schwechinger will learn something. Last year, the Browns actually beat the Ravens. If everybody remembers that.
Yeah.
They won in Cleveland. It was 29-24. Baltimore in that game had 387 yards in total offense. So they did still put up 24 points, and they had 387 yards in total offense.
Wait, do you remember how many turnovers they had in that game?
I do not remember how many turnovers they had in that game.
I wonder what that was, a difference maker in that game.
And I think you have to just say, They played in the last game of the season. Baltimore beat up the Browns 35-10. Bailey Zappi was the quarterback in that game.
No,
nothing against Bailey, but the Browns did not play anybody else. They played Bailey Zappi. You could have played DTR. You could have played Jameis, but instead you played Bailey. And Baltimore had a ton of yards in that game, 437. Browns weren't playing all their guys.
So they had...
And they lost 35-10.
They had like 800 yards of offense against us last year.
Yeah, and Baltimore put up about 29 points a game against the Browns last year. Now, again, last game of the season,
Browns,
you can call that one a fluke, whatever. But, folks, I think this defense this week, and tell me if you agree, 216-474-0092, can make a statement and send a message, not to the NFL as much, as to its own locker room.
I agree.
That, hey, we're going to keep you in every game. They can do that this week if they can slow down that Baltimore offense.
I still think the most important day of the season probably was Monday if you thought there was going to be optimism, because it's the way you return back to the locker room after losing a game. You know you should have won. The quarterback from the other team basically said, man, I can't believe we stole one here, right? So you know that, and you have to believe that this is not same old Browns, because it felt like same old Browns, didn't it? The outcome of
it
felt
sure
like
did.
They found a way to lose, which is I sometimes think that's harder than finding a way to win. They found a way to lose that game. Now they need to figure out a way to turn it around. And again, I'm speaking from an optimistic point of view rather than a pessimistic point of view, because there are people out there listening to me going, why are you even wasting your time thinking about this? What? They're not going to the playoffs this year. We don't have a quarterback. We're going to draft a quarterback. I can't live in that world. It's the same world, and we were just talking about this earlier today, too, that same world for baseball fans in this town. They're like, if the Guardians make the playoffs, they're not going anywhere. Wait, just get there. Get there, and then let me worry about it.
It's a strange voice you use there.
I know. It's just Schlepprock, you know? It's really who it is. It's the whole Schlepprock mentality. You know, you sit here and you know in your heart, if you're an NFL fan, that there are teams that have no business winning, none, or making the playoffs, and it happens every year. Every year it happens. So why can't it be the Browns' year this year? Before I get down and start worrying about next year, which I know we're all going to do, I'd rather kind of live in the moment right now and see what happens in the first six games.
The thing about the game against the Bengals that... And this is why I can't wait to see how they follow it up. Who would have thought that they would have held the Bengals down like they did in the passing game?
Bengals
were number one in the NFL last year in yards per game passing, 273. And the Browns shut down Joe Burrow in the passing game.
Well, Burrow talked about that after the game, too. He talked about how good Denzel was, and Newsom played well. And that he thought, because I asked him, I said, do you think... What was more of a hindrance to you? Was it the Browns?
Is that a ding, Dan?
Yeah, well, it was in the press conference.
I asked Joe Burrow.
I did. It was in the press conference. I said, what was more of a hindrance? Was it the Browns front four or was it the Browns secondary? And he was like, it was both. He said it was just both because of the talent that the Browns have in the secondary. And then Myles Garrett just basically owns him. 12 career sacks against the guy. He can't get away from him. And I think Burrow is a hell of a quarterback. So that just says even more about Miles and everything that we think about Miles.
Yeah.
It's not just us. It's quarterbacks from other teams. Let's see what happens this week.
I think it's just more bragging to you and I, Jeff, that he gets to leave the building.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's fine.
Yeah. But you held the number one passing offense last year, the number one in the league, to about half of what it usually does. You know, there were 273 a game last year, and the Browns held the passing game to, 95 yards. Less than half, significantly less. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I go back and I'll lean. The defense had one long drive that the Bengals were able to score on. One really, really long drive that took up most of the first quarter.
Yep. Half the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Yep. It did. Folks, I think they can go out. If they can do the same thing to Baltimore or anything that resembles the same thing, we might be in store for more than we expected this year. Adam is driving around town. Hi, Adam.
Adam.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
We're good. We're good. I'm trying to get back up and get pumped for this weekend.
Good. Hey, I'm a little worried about this week. I know we have two different options that we're talking about, whether we're going to go ahead and be one of the best defenses in the league or maybe one of the worst. We don't know what we're up against. But we drafted JOK for one reason and one reason only, to go ahead and stop Lamar Jackson. We had to face Lamar Jackson twice a year, and now we have Carson going ahead and replacing JOK, and he's going up against Derrick Henry. He's got a huge task against him this weekend. He's going to have to either stay in the box and stop the run against Derrick Henry, or he's going to have to be a little bit more mobile, be a spy against Lamar Jackson. And I'm a little worried, being a rookie, if he's up to the task.
Everything they have thrown at him, he has accomplished. He doesn't act like, and I think Kevin said, he sounds like he plays and acts like a third-year pro. So he's been the most impressive guy that's come onto this team this year so far. They gave him the dot, even though he wore it in college last year. I mean, that's a lot to put on a rookie right away. He's been up for the challenge. Maybe he will find out that he's a rookie this week. You're right. He's going up against two guys that will light him up if they have the opportunity to. But I'd bet on them, but Schlesinger could easily change my mind the way he's been playing.
Hey, I hope you're right. He's got a big challenge, whether he's going to have to stay in the box or go a little bit more into coverage.
Right.
I don't know what he's going to do or how they're going to go ahead and defend this offense, but I'm really interested to see how this week goes ahead and turns out. If he's up for this task and go ahead and play a little spy against Lamar Jackson and also go ahead and stop Derrick Henry with being in the box, I think we're going to be a great defense this year. But I think some holes are going to be uncovered this week, and I'm very curious to see how it goes.
Adam, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The one thing about the Bengals as opposed to Baltimore, though Lamar Jackson has become more of a pocket passer, he's worked on that. He's become more of that in his career. He's still the guy that can get out there and really hurt you with his legs. Joe Burrow is not going to be that guy as frequently.
Sure.
So, when Joe drops back, here comes the pass rush. And the Browns were able to put some pressure on him. Will Lamar Jackson do the same thing? Will he sit there? Or is he going to avoid that rush and move downfield? So Adam's point, I think, is really well taken. We're going to learn an awful lot about this defense this week. And, folks, I'm serious. If they go out and do a real solid effort, you're not going to have to. You're not going to, I'll predict, you're not going to shut them down like you shut down Cincinnati.
No.
That's not going to happen. No. And since he doesn't have the running game to test you like Baltimore has. And so we're going to see, can Mason Graham stop the run? Can somebody other than Myles Garrett stop the run on the edge? I mean, there are going to be some big things. 216-474-0092, Stefanski's press conference. Coming up in about 20 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right here on The Fan. That's Andy Peskin.
Yes.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Kevin Stefanski's press conference about 12 minutes away.
Me and Sly, tight. Reading promos for Sly.
Love it. The Browns had the second best defensive effort in week one. The worst defensive effort in week one of the NFL season went to
the Ravens in the fourth quarter.
the Ravens overall. They gave up 497 yards in total offense to the Buffalo Bills. 497. Next most yards given up, 432 by the Giants. To me, this means two things.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, are they going to be ready to roll? They are going to be fired up. They're going to be working like crazy this week. They're not happy. Josh Allen, Joe Flacco, the former Raven returning to Baltimore for the first time since he was let go by the Ravens. 497. Browns are going to have an opportunity because the Ravens obviously had some things that didn't go very well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem. Derrick Henry was incredible against the Buffalo Bills until he let them back in the game with a fumble. He's going to be fired up.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, you assume.
What do you mean, maybe? Hey, I was really good. I don't care that I fumbled at the end of the game. He's going to be cranked up.
Okay.
Their defense is going to be cranked up. Does that mean they're going to be successful? No. But you can be sure that they are steamed. A, how they lost. B, the number of yards they gave up. C, that their star player, and he's especially steamed, that he fumbled the ball away and gave the team a chance to get back in the game. So
I think if you're him, you got to turn the page and forget about the fumble, because if you're fired up about a fumble, that fumble is eating space between your ears. You better turn the page if you're him.
Guys always get turnover stuck between their ears, Andy.
Yeah, that's good for the Browns. I think so. You could say, you know, there's...
Yeah, well, what's Cedric Tillman, what's Jerry Jeudy thinking right now?
I better hang on to the football.
There you go. Same okay. thing. Might be stuck between their ears. I mean, that's just part of the game. Don't you think Derrick Henry will be... He'll be more than ready.
Yeah,
how's
but
that?
I think at the professional level, the mental resolve of being able to let things go quickly. If you don't, you're done. Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting there and you're doing this and you're like, oh, I fumbled. Oh man, I can't fumble again this week. I'm going to play so much better because I fumbled this week. No, you just need to play to the best of your ability and forget about what happened last week.
No, but you'll be.
You can't let that eat yourself. You can't be. You're just going to eat yourself up. You can't. You got to let it go. Same thing. If we throw the kicker back out there again this week, if Schmidt gets back out there, then he better turn the page real quick. I hope they get him a chip shot early and he can make it so he can get his confidence back real pretty quick and get going.
You have a Ravens team that's always been known for pretty good defense. That's one thing that Ozzie Newsome really built there. And Eric DaCosta has followed it up. Their defenses are pretty good, despite what happened in week number one. What I've been impressed with is that they've continued to try to add pieces around Lamar Jackson. And you know they brought in Zay Flowers a few years ago.
Right.
Brought in Zay. Rashad Bateman didn't work out real well early on, but he's really come on. And what did they do in the offseason? They went out and brought in a Hall of Fame caliber wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. Now, is he past his prime? You bet he is. Can he still play? You saw the touchdown.
That catch last week was amazing.
Yep, you saw the touchdown. He can still play. That's the type of guy that I was hoping the Browns would add. You know, a veteran guy who's out there who needs a job. Bring him in. It can help your group. But Baltimore went ahead and did it. They brought in Derrick Henry last year. Wow, great move. Really nice. Real smart. They have Justice Hill. Keaton Mitchell didn't even play last week. He was an active young guy who was coming back from an ACL last year. They have skill position talent. Their tight ends with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely when he's healthy, they've given Lamar Jackson tons and tons of weapons. And I think that's great. And I can't stand the Ravens. That's the way you're supposed to build an offense. When you think you have enough, you add more. You just keep giving your quarterback, your offensive coordinator, talent to work with. And the Browns just haven't done that, Andy. That to me is one of the biggest differences in this organization. They have their quarterback, but they're not just relying on him to do the job because they keep giving him talent to work with.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I love tight ends. I think they have two of the best tight ends in the game, too, with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. But you're right. When you look at what's around Lamar Jackson and you take his ability and add it to what's there, they have done a fantastic job doing that. That's why you look at and say and talk about things like we did in the first segment where they had 800 yards of offense against the Browns last year. What will the Browns bring this week? I, I, This is going to test both these teams from an offense and defensive point of view. This could be a really, really good game. I hope it is. What were they saying? Vegas, this is one of the biggest spreads of the week?
It's the biggest spread of the week right now.
Huh. Do you smell a blowout in this game? I don't
smell anything yet, unless that's you.
No, that's not me either. Yeah, no.
Is that you?
No, I took a shower. I had one. I took one.
You know, another thing I like?
I even use soap.
I just like the way the Ravens put it. They brought in Tyler Linderbaum.
Man, that was an extended studio audience. Yeah.
Well, we were really proud of the fact that you use soap on top of your shower.
Shampoo, too, man. It's good morning.
They brought in Linderbaum at center, first round, a couple years ago. He might be the best center in the game now. I mean, they hit on most everything, and they just keep adding to positions of strength. Credit to them. But it's the Browns.
I do think there's a path for the Browns to win this week.
Well, I do,
too. There's a couple paths.
Hang on to
the ball and make your kicks. And now let's see what happens.
Well.
But when I say hang on to the ball, that's not only wide receivers need to hang on to the ball. They need to have long, sustained drives because they're not winning a shootout against the Ravens. They're not. You think they win a shootout against the Ravens?
I don't think there's any way they win a shootout against the Ravens.
They couldn't hang the way the Bills did last week.
Which means they have to try to do, I would think, a similar game plan to what they did last week. And that is, from our perspective, they were conservative. Tyvis Powell thought they tried to keep the ball out of harm's way. Lance Reisland, who works with our fan pregame show and is with us all.
This was interesting.
Yeah, Lance, because I asked Lance, I said, was it a conservative game plan or what? And he said, no, not necessarily. He just thought, because he goes back and breaks down everything. Lance has too much time on his hands. I think that's great. He went back and broke it down, and he said Joe Flacco took what the defense gave him. And what it was shorter passes, underneath stuff. And that's why it looked conservative. But Joe took what Cincinnati gave him. And still they were only able to put up 16 points.
Judkins play this week? What do you think? There's a couple questions there. Judkins play, yes or no? Judkins have impact, yes or no?
Judkins get suspended by the NFL, yes or no?
I don't want to think about that one. I'm trying to avoid that question. I think that's
the key to the whole thing.
And when would that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The fact that Isaiah Bond and Devin Bush have been dealing with similar situations and both played makes me think that Judkins can go out and play this week. He's here. We might even hear from him today. We expect to hear from Joe Flacco today. Will we hear from Judkins? At some point, he has to step out and talk to the media.
I would agree. Today would be a perfect day.
Today would be a perfect day. And Kevin Stefanski, you can be sure, within the first two, maybe three questions, if it's not the first question, where does Quinshon Judkins stand on this? Is he going to be able to play or is he not? What have you heard from the NFL? Are you ready to put him on the field? We heard Ethan Posick.
I'm ready to put him on the field, wouldn't you?
Jeff's last update, you heard Ethan Posick say that he was really good, special running back. Would it make a huge difference? I don't know.
The Bills had 108 yards against the Ravens defense on the ground last game. Their leading rusher was James Cook. He had 44, 13 carries.
James is a good running back.
Elijah Moore
sucked. And he's better than our running backs right now.
Cook is.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
thought Samson was good coming out of the backfield for the Browns. Not as good running the football. The Browns ran the ball terribly. If they want to have some success against Baltimore, they're going to have to run the ball.
That's why you're hoping Judkins is here this week. I'm sorry.
I thought that against Cincinnati too. They didn't run it and they scored 16 points. If this team is going to have to throw 45 times a game to stay in it offensively, I think they're going to have major problems this year. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll figure out their running game and they'll get it going. I think that'll happen. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in minutes here on The Fan. And I'm sure he'll give us some comment I was going to say insight.
Let me ask you this.
Let me go back. I'll give you some comment on Quinshon Judkins.
I'm just wondering what kind of expectations you can have for Quinshon Judkins, considering he missed the entire preseason. I think a running back is a guy you hand them the ball and they run. And if they know what hole they're going to what blocker they're trying to follow, they're in good shape.
If he's been studying the playbook, been staying in shape, which I would assume that he did, and knows where to run, I would think that he could be as good as you think he's going to be. No?
I agree. I think he'd be just as good as he was in college. Now, the question is, the Ravens are better than any team he's faced in college, so you would think. They need some sort of running attack. They need to have some way to get 4 yards a carry. Three, four, plus three and a half. Yeah. Somewhere around there. If that, that just gives Joe a little bit of honesty to be able to throw the ball and try to find somebody. I do think it's interesting that Flacco hasn't played in Baltimore since he left there. And what is that? I mean, you want to talk about the mental game. What does that mean for him? I wonder how amped up he doesn't seem to get.
Does the mental game affect a 40-year-old quarterback who's been around the league 18 years? I would think not.
There's probably something to it. I don't know. We see, how that might determine that. I don't know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.